all want to withdraw, a couple of discouraging things about this announcement. First of all, for the first time, the president has announced a lot of spectacle. That is, his intention to maintain a residual force in South Vietnam for an indefinite period, depending wholly upon negotiations. And if I understand his position on negotiations, it represents a hardening of his position. And it could well mean an indefinite continuation of the American presence in South Vietnam.
Why a hardening position? I don't understand the following.
Well, I'm trying to figure out a way to say it that would conform to your film and the amount of time you give. What he has said, in effect, is that if he can negotiate a withdrawal that would prevent a communist takeover in Southeast Asia, assure him that there will not be a communist takeover in Southeast Asia, that then he's willing to talk about a complete withdrawal of American forces. Well, this is the kind of thing that he's been talking about, and the American president has been talking about for about 9 years. We haven't any such assurance at this point. So that if our continued presence there depends upon the negotiated settlement, which will assure and guarantee that there will be no communist influence in Southeast Asia, that we're going to be there a long time.
Senator Muskie, are you optimistic about phase two?
Well, I think we have to try it, because it's important that phase two works and the Australian wages policy. I'm not yet sure that there will be the kind of public support across the board that would guarantee that, but I hope there will.
Senator, the Gallup poll that's out now indicates that you are now ahead of Senator Kennedy and also Senator Humphrey in the race. How do you feel about that? Is there any chance?
Well, I have to give the same answer now as I do when the polls go down. Actually, polls go up and down. They're always, you always like the ones that are favorable better than the ones that are not. But there's always going to be another one sometime between now and November 72.
So this Gallup poll shows that Senator Mayor Lindsay of New York would have 25% of the Democratic delegates if it came down to a race between you and Lindsay. Do you see that as a threat?
I don't think that that's the poll shows, but 25% is the majority, isn't it?
One more question, please.
If and when you do run for the presidency, is it true that you're going to make the announcement in Boston?
Well, I ought to let you probably think so. I haven't really picked the time or the place, but time's getting short.
Senator, what is your appraisal of the results of phase one of the economic program?
Well, phase one, because it was a total freeze, represented some containment, at least, of wages and prices. But the problem with phase one has always been phase two, because phase two had to come. Phase two had to mean a backing off, because phase one was arbitrary, across the line, inflexible. Phase two had to mean a backing off, and that was the difficulty with phase one, because the backing off of phase two is what threatens public support. Because if the backing off isn't even-handed, if it is equitable from the point of view of important segments of the economy, then what would happen is loss of public confidence and a loss of the whole objective. It should have been the other way around. We should have started with something like phase two and gradually tightened up the policy so that it would be equitable, be even-handed, and at the end find the result in a restraint policy. We're not sure we're going to have it with phase two, but we ought to support it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.